This is Shannon here with
Caitlin,
and we are interviewing Miss Wilmer.
How are you preparing for homecoming?
We are busy ordering some decorations, planning some food choices for the concession stand, organizing a ballot for homecoming queen and king nominations, setting up a voting situation, and we're working on DJ and photo booth ideas.
What are your plans for Warrior Fest?
For Warrior Fest, we are going to have a booth set up where we sell baked goods. We'll sell some student council t-shirts, and we're going to offer some cookie decorating.
Is student council doing anything different from last year to this year?
We're keeping everything pretty much the same. We always do black and white warrior theme as we decorate for the dance. Nominations are the same for homecoming court. It's just a little different in that we don't have as much time as we had last year to plan for it.
What was the planning process like? Was it hard? Was it easy?
It was a little bit more challenging because of the time restraints. Usually we have a month and a half, really, or, you know, 6-week time period to plan for things, and this year we really only had about 2 weeks. So that made things a little bit more challenging, but it's exciting right from the start, so.
How are the Spirit Games activities selected?
Coach Marchetti and Mrs. Holderidge actually do a lot of that during gym classes. They come up with some ideas, they test them out there, and they kind of write them up for us, and then we just kind of work on the time frame to make sure that a certain amount of games will fit into a certain period and making sure that they're safe and fun.
How do, like, sign-ups for Spirit Games work?
So each class and their officers actually organize a sign-up sheet, and they make it available in the mornings in all of the holding areas, the cafeterias and the gyms, and students from a certain class will sign up with their class officers until all the spots are filled.
How were the Spirit Week themes chosen?
Well, this year it was up to the student council class officers to try and start asking around over the summer. Usually we do like a Google form in one of the first student council meetings, but we weren't able to have a student council meeting before choosing the themes this year. So we left it up to our officers to just kind of ask around, come up with some ideas so that we could hit the ground running when the school year started and get all the posters out. So it was a little different this year.
Yeah. Again, this is Shannon here with
Caitlin,
and we're interviewing Ms. Wilmer. Okay, last question. Any upcoming student council events that are like big and we should be aware of?
We are working on planning another movie on the turf night, maybe for all ages instead of just high school. We were working on pinning down a date for that. We're not sure about that yet, but we also want to start some tailgating events before Friday night football games and some other sports as well.
What would the tailgating events look like?
Just a couple of hours before, maybe 2-hour time frame before, out on one of the practice fields. And maybe trying to get a local DJ, maybe just having some snacks and concessions sold, and maybe some kind of spirit item for each event. Either like one of those big black and white fingers at one event, or some cowbells at another event themed.
Is it like just for students, or can like students, siblings, parents, like everybody contribute?
I think that we were working on maybe for the first one having it open to DV students, seeing how it goes, and then opening it up to the community when we have a little bit more time to plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was Shannon, Caitlin, and we interviewed Miss Wilmer.